As you can hear, the atmosphere in Israel is becoming heated amid talk of a possible Israeli attack on Iran. Of course, Israeli officials aren't saying too much about how such an attack might be carried out. Austin Long co-authored a study on Israel's military options regarding Iran in the Journal of International Security way back in 2007. He's now assistant professor at Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs. Map out for us, Austin, what the Israelis might be considering in Iran to the extent that we know and how many targets there would be in Iran.
Sure. The thing to remember about the Israelis is they've purchased a lot of their Air Force structure with this target in mind. And they have a fleet of about 125 aircraft, U.S.-made F-16s and F-15s that are specially configured for long-range strike operations. So you'd be looking at some set of those 125 being used to conduct a long-range strike against Iran.
So you're saying that they tailor-made the fleet for a specific attack like this?
Exactly. At least some attack against Iran. You know, the aircraft are referred to as F-16I and F-15I, with the I actually standing for Israel, but some joke that it really should stand for Iran.
Now, American officials are warning Israelis that this would not be an in-out situation. This is not going to be quick and easy. How come?
I think in large part because the American officials don't want the Israelis to do it. But I think it also reflects a difference in how Israelis and the U.S. think about the problem of Iran. Israelis, particularly those that are of the mind to conduct this kind of military operation, are perfectly happy just setting the Iranian program back. The phrase I've heard some Israelis use is mowing the grass. They refer to it as mowing the nuclear grass. Whereas the U.S. thinks about, you know, if you're going to do something, you should do it in a very comprehensive way. So I think, you know, contrary to what U.S. officials are saying, you could do quite a bit of damage in a relatively short amount of time.
A lot of Israelis are asking about casualties, potential casualties among members of the Israeli military, casualties among Iranians, including citizens there. What would the fallout be, if you can tell, in terms of casualty figures, how dangerous these operations might be, and also the ecological fallout from an attack like this, if it happens?
Sure. For the Israelis, I mean, you're clearly putting the pilots and potentially, you know, if you include special operations personnel on the ground, you're putting the lives of a few hundred people at risk in the operation itself. The real issue is the material that's used for uranium enrichment is a form of uranium known as uranium hexafluoride. So you're talking the potential, if this gets blasted high up into the atmosphere, for acid rain to be fairly widespread and fairly toxic, as well as this uranium precipitate that's a heavy metal. So it's radioactive and it's toxic.
In an area that's fairly highly populated.
The facility at Esfahan, where a lot of this is stored, is near a city of hundreds of thousands, I think more than a million people, actually.
Austin, we've been hearing, there are American officials who are trying to talk Israel out of attacking Iran. But I wonder if you know if the Americans are either planning covertly on being a part of it or expecting that they might have to finish what the Israelis themselves may not be able to finish because of capabilities.
To my knowledge, the U.S. position, both publicly and privately, is the same, which is don't do this. Bear in mind, we're talking, this is going to be a military operation that quite likely will cross Iraqi airspace, which the U.S. doesn't control anymore, but is still seen as somewhat affiliated with the U.S. It's going to be using U.S.-made planes, F-15s and F-16s. To the naked eye, you can certainly forgive the Iranians for not seeing much difference between an Israeli strike and a U.S. strike. So there's always the potential that Iranian retaliation will not merely be limited to Israel.
All right. Thank you. Austin Long, assistant professor at Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.